Man from Atlantis, Blues for Artie Shep, released in 2023. Silver Jews, back a few tracks. 2001's Bright Flight, opening track off of that, Slow Education. And from 1965, Davy Graham, I Can't Keep From Crying Sometimes. This is an experiment with time. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. The following message is for those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero. Growing up, your hero was always there. They repaired your first broken heart. They took care of you when you got sick. And they sent you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. But with the passing of time, the tables have turned, and your hero needs you now more than ever. AARP is here to help you care for your hero. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Has been an experiment with time on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org. Closing out the experiment here with Steve Marcus, Miroslav Vichis, Sonny Sherrick, and Daniel Humaire from their 1971 release Green Line. Have a great night, folks. Take care of yourselves.
WRCT Pittsburgh, music for your inner robot.
Catch a wave, they'll be sitting on top of the world. It's more fun than a bear. The last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from the
master. Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
to my eyes. Hello, Tembo Sounds. If you're joining us, welcome to Tembo Sounds, the culture. I'm your host, Dr. Kenya Osi-Redoli, broadcasting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on WRCT 88.3 FM. We're also broadcasting on Asha Radio Prime in Toronto, Canada. Not forgetting My Walking Radio, Africa's hottest online radio station. Let us know where you're listening from. I shall big up your ends. 412-499-5000. Let me repeat that one more time. 412-499-5000. The show with a brand new song from the Dr. Phil and Madela Kunene. We then played Imali. We played Vince the DJ as well. The song is called Hold Me Close. Group called Trust. If it's your first time joining the Tembo Sounds of Culture show, welcome. It's a beautiful set. We mix music from different genres, get the party going, get the evenings jumping, making sure you're all relaxing and just enjoying the vibe, yeah? We're broadcasting from Pittsburgh to the rest of the world. Let's get back to it. 412-499-5000.
to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, there is other news, of course, but we cannot avert our eyes from the genocide of the Palestinian people and the spreading effects of that murderous effort, including the silencing of criticism or concerns from U.S. citizens on U.S. soil about actions being carried out in our name. Chip Gibbons is policy director at Defending Rights and Dissent, a journalist, researcher, and a longtime activist. He'll join us to talk about the things that we aren't supposed to say and the lives we're told not to care about, and why we must never stop saying and caring. That's coming up this week on Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group Fair. The official death toll in Gaza is now roughly 43,000 people, very conservatively. As The Lancet and others remind, armed conflicts have indirect health implications beyond the direct harm from violence, including deaths from causes such as reproductive, communicable, and non-communicable diseases. In Palestine, the death toll is exacerbated by displacement, destroyed healthcare infrastructure, severe shortages of food, water, and shelter, the inability to flee to safe places, and the loss of funding to the UN Reliefs and Works Agency, one of very few humanitarian organizations working still in the region. A real accounting would also include not just those that we don't yet know are dead, but the maimed, the orphaned, the starved, the homeless. Democracy Now! Recently spoke with a doctor from Gaza who said that he wishes that Americans could see more of what it looks like when a child is shot in the head, when a child is flayed open by bombs. I think it would make us think a little bit more about what we do in the world. The New York Times has deemed such images too graphic to print. Too horrific, in other words, to run alongside reporting that suggests, implies, or outright states that those deaths are justified, they make sense, or minimally, they're not worth stopping eating your buttered toast about. As media critics, we look to Palestinians to represent Palestinian views, but it's crucial that we not see the present moment as something happening to other people somewhere else. The repression of simple anti-genocide calls, the censorship, the firings, the disinformation, the malforming of concepts like anti-Semitism, these are problems for all of us, about